Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The fast food restaurant Chick-fil-A is under attack because they are Christian-owned and operated. That's the headline. David James, with Bible in hand, comes to this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, as you well know, we have been following the story on the ongoing campaign against the restaurant Chick-fil-A. We decided to deal with the issue this week after the fast food restaurant was recently blocked from opening a location at a second airport in as many weeks. Talk to us about this.
For the second time in 2 weeks, conservative-leaning chain Chick-fil-A has been blocked from opening a new restaurant in an airport. Plans to open a Chick-fil-A in the food court of the Buffalo Niagara International Airport have been scrapped because of the chain's history of donating to groups with anti-LGBTQ agendas. And last week, similar decision was made concerning the airport at San Antonio. All of these groups would be for the traditional view of biblical marriage, one man, one woman, for life. This is what they are coming under attack for.
What we're seeing here in America, David, it's nothing compared to what kind of persecution is happening to Christians in some of the other countries of the world. I think the trend is disturbing for a country that's originally founded on Christian ideals.
And I think that the climate is going to continue to deteriorate. We certainly, as you said, we can't place ourselves even anywhere close to the same category of Christians in China, North Korea, or in other places in the world who are being slaughtered almost daily for their faith. Yet at the same time, there is this erosion of Christian values that actually made the United States the shining city on a hill. The gospel has gone out to the world because of the freedom of religion in the United States that have allowed Christians to gather together, to pool their resources, to send missionaries, pastors, church planters around the world and get the gospel of Jesus Christ out to the world. And as our rights are being eroded and freedom of speech is being eroded and attacks come against the church, then those are all going to have an impact even on the United States' influence around the world. And then as we move deeper into the end times, we know that there's actually going to come severe persecution probably to the United States as well as any other country.
David James with the details of the attacks on Chick-fil-A, a Christian-owned and operated fast food restaurant whose ownership takes a biblical stand on social issues here in America. Today's world is aggressively coming after all who take a biblical stand on social issues. This, in fact, is a precursor of things to come during the tribulation period, as described in Revelation chapters 4 through 19, and especially Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. The stage is set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...